Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 1st, 2026. Anthropic just dropped Claude Sonnet 5 with a headline price cut. Except a quiet tokenizer change means you might actually be paying 30 to 40% more than before.
That's a classic baitan switch on the pricing, and developers are going to get burned if they don't read the fine print before migrating workloads.
Right, so the model itself is genuinely impressive. Performance approaching Opus 4.8, major gains in reasoning, tool use, and coding. And the context window stretches to 1 million tokens with 128K output. Adaptive thinking is on by default, and sampling parameters are gone entirely.
The tokenizer detail is the key one here. The new tokenizer generates about 30% more tokens than Sonnet 4.6 for English and Spanish prompts. So the effective cost increase is real even though the per-token rate looks lower. Anthropic's own advice is to re-benchmark actual costs before assuming any savings.
Staying in model releases, Google had a busy day too. They dropped Gemini Omni Flash in public preview, a natively multimodal model built for cost-efficient video generation with conversational editing. You can literally refine a video through natural language back and forth, combine multimodal inputs, and route text and graphics directly into video actions.
Conversational video editing at API scale is a meaningful shift. It starts to make video as programmable as text has been for the last few years. Who's the target developer here?
Anyone building creative or content pipelines, really. And Google doubled down on the image side too. They also released Gemini 3.1 Flashlight Image, internally called Nano Banana 2 Lite, which delivers text-to-image in under 4 seconds at 3.5 cents per 1,000 resolution image. It's rolling out to Notebook LM, Google Search, and Google Photos.
At that price and speed, image generation stops being a premium feature and just becomes a throwaway step you throw into any pipeline. That's a pretty significant psychological shift for developers.
Jumping over to developer tooling, Google also launched the Interactions API, which chains Nano Banana 2 Lite for image generation directly into Gemini Omni Flash for animation in a single workflow call. Session history persists across up to 3 sequential edits.
So generate an image and animate it without ever leaving the API. That dramatically lowers the friction for building multimodal creative products. One call versus stitching together 2 separate systems is a real developer quality of life win.
Also on the tooling side, LangChain announced a Harbor integration. Harbor now connects directly with LangSmith sandboxes, deep agents, and LangSmith observability, giving teams a unified stack for running agents in isolated, reproducible parallel environments with deterministic end checks.
Reliable agent evaluation has genuinely been the weakest link in the agentic development loop. Everyone's been running evals that produce different results on different runs. A reproducible, unified stack is exactly what was missing.
Shifting over to infrastructure, there was a pretty dramatic stealth exit today. Etched came out of stealth with $800 million raised, over $1 billion in backlog orders, and 400-plus hires poached from NVIDIA, Google TPU, Broadcom, and TSMC. They've built a fully vertically integrated inference stack, chips, racks, software, and manufacturing co-designed end-to-end. And they hit first silicon success on TSMC 4nm on the first try. The founder is a 21-year-old Harvard dropout.
800 million and a billion-plus backlog before most people had heard of them. That's a serious signal that the inference bottleneck problem is attracting real capital. The question is whether vertical integration at that scale is actually executable.
That's the bet. And on the NVIDIA side, they dropped more detail on Vera, their first data center CPU built on in-house Olympus ARM cores, 88 of them. It's designed specifically to handle the CPU-bound work in agentic tasks, tool calls, code, data pipelines, that leaves GPU sitting idle. The CPU-to-GPU link runs at 1.8 terabytes per second, Double Grace's bandwidth. Meta, Oracle, ByteDance, and CoreWeave are already running it.
So NVIDIA isn't just selling GPUs anymore. They're going after the full server stack because agentic workloads are exposing the CPU as the new bottleneck. That's a significant strategic expansion.
Also on the infrastructure side, AWS Workspaces for Agents is now generally available. It gives AI agents virtual desktops purpose-built for interacting with legacy desktop applications. No custom integrations, no app modernization required. Wolters Kluwer is already using it to automate tax, legal, and compliance workflows running on legacy software.
Most enterprise software is still desktop-bound, so this is a genuinely large unlock for automation. API-first agent tools just can't reach that surface area.
Moving into research, Anthropic published a 145-page system card for Sonnet 5, and it's notably less about benchmarks and more about how agents actually fail in production. It covers web browsing failures, tool use breakdowns, long horizon planning issues, prompt injection, and recovery from bad execution states. They also ran a live bug bounty against coding, computer use, and browser use environments.
The level of candor about failure modes and attack surfaces is unusual for a model release. It reads less like a marketing document and more like an honest engineering postmortem. That's actually more useful to developers than another leaderboard score.
Also in research, OpenAI introduced GeneBench Pro, a benchmark targeting the hardest parts of computational biology for AI agents. Navigating messy biological data, selecting the right analysis path, and making judgment calls that mirror real research decisions.
Domain-specific benchmarks for science agents have been pretty scarce. So if this gets adopted broadly, it could become the standard by which bio-AI agents get compared going forward.
On the application side, Cursor launched an iOS app. Developers can now launch agents by voice or slash command, run them on Cursor's cloud or their own machine, and monitor progress via live activities and lock screen push alerts. This follows SpaceX's $60 billion acquisition of Cursor this month and trails similar mobile moves by Anthropic and OpenAI.
The image of a developer supervising coding agents from their iPhone lock screen is a pretty vivid sign of how fast the developer at a desk model is changing. That acquisition number is also wild context.
Anthropic also launched Claude Science, a desktop workbench in beta for macOS and Linux targeting life science researchers. Features include artifact tracing to code, on-demand environment management, and connections to over 60 scientific databases. It's available on Pro, Max, Team, and Enterprise plans.
A purpose-built scientific workbench is the right interface for research workflows. A general chatbot just doesn't cut it for that use case. Anthropic is staking out this territory before the other labs get serious about it.
And Harness launched autonomous worker agents, which let enterprises swap out deterministic pipeline steps, Kubernetes deploys, security scans, test runs, for AI agents that reason through those tasks dynamically, while keeping existing governance and audit controls intact.
The no governance rebuild required angle is smart positioning for enterprise buyers. CI/CD pipelines are deeply embedded, so meeting them where they are rather than asking for a full replacement is the pragmatic path.
Now for the business and industry news, and this one is significant. The U.S. Department of Commerce lifted export controls on Anthropic's most powerful models, Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5, after Anthropic agreed to proactively detect security risks, share jailbreak intelligence with the government, and provide pre-release model access for evaluation. Anthropic is also co-authoring a jailbreak severity framework with Amazon, Microsoft, and Google.
This is genuinely a landmark moment. It's the first public framework for how AI labs and the U.S. government jointly govern frontier model releases. Whatever you think of the specifics, this is the template other labs will likely be measured against.
Also big on the geopolitical front, South Korea announced an $880 billion national industrial plan covering semiconductor manufacturing, AI data center buildout, and robotics infrastructure. One of the largest state-backed AI investment commitments on record.
At that scale, South Korea is clearly signaling it wants to be a primary node in global AI infrastructure, not just a component supplier. That's a meaningful shift in posture.
And AWS announced a forward-deployed engineering organization backed by $1 billion, embedding AWS engineers directly inside enterprise customer teams to help build and ship production AI systems using the customer's own data, governance policies, and AWS infrastructure.
AWS is essentially productizing professional services at scale. It's a bet that the biggest barrier to enterprise AI adoption right now is execution capacity, not the technology itself. That's probably accurate for a lot of large organizations.
One more on the industry side. Tenstorrent CEO Jim Keller published a piece arguing that optimizing AI infrastructure for today's models is a trap, because organizations will be on different models in 18 months. Invoking Rent's rule and Amdahl's law, he says memory bandwidth, networking, and system balance now matter more than raw floating point performance.
Coming from the CEO of an NVIDIA competitor, there's an obvious angle there. But the underlying argument about lock-in risk is worth taking seriously given how fast the model landscape is actually moving.
And finally, a lighter one. There's a new quiz called the AI Compass, a political compass-style single-page React app that asks 29 questions about AI and ethics to place you among 30 distinct archetypes. No build step required. Uses the script type text Babel trick for lightweight deployment.
As AI ethics debates get louder, tools that help people actually locate and articulate their positions rather than just react in the moment are quietly more useful than they look. Worth 5 minutes of your time.
That's your AI Daily Roundup for July 1st, 2026. Find links to everything we covered in the show notes, and we'll see you tomorrow.